Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I just want to get to 5:15 p.m.
Oh, I was like, you passed it.
I made that one. I was here.
He made the first 5:15.
We're doing a little team building tonight with producer Ben. Our Christmas present for him.
It's Christmas.
Was tickets to Whose
In
Line?
April.
Whose Line Is It Anyway? Right?
Live.
Live at Paramount.
Whose Live Is It Anyway, I think?
Well, something like that.
Something like that.
It's Whose Line's actors.
Yes.
Minus like Wayne Brady and a few others.
Right.
In Cedar Rapids at Paramount. And then I believe we've got a scrumptious need pizza coming our way prior to the show.
I'm very excited.
Do you want to know how panicked I was last night when I couldn't find the tickets?
What are you saying? You found them, right?
Super panicked.
Okay. Check all the magnet clips.
I did. That's the first thing I did.
Okay.
Because if you remember, we gave this to him back in late November, early December.
Wait, he has the tickets.
Well, I don't think I ever printed out tickets.
Dude.
I think I printed out a picture.
Ah, okay.
So this is what I was complaining about with TCR the other day. You get an email and then it just lives in your list of emails.
Yep.
I am scouring my phone. Cannot find it anywhere. I finally call Arts Iowa, the box office, the Paramount. I'm like, I bet you get this all the time.
Hey, guys.
Can you look up my profile and confirm I bought tickets? It's like, sure, right away. Type, type, type. Yes. I said, can I will call those? She's like, you bet. So
okay.
They will be waiting for us
okay.
at the venue.
We got a plan.
Yes.
Man, it is kind of, it's tricky. I know. And I've got a couple of things this week that's like bump, 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 bump. And I'm trying to remember, okay, you have the tickets to that.
Right.
And are they printed? Are they will call?
Because we're doing Fun Home on Saturday.
Yes.
Oh, where are those tickets?
I know.
Huh.
I'm trying to keep my email.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's knowing where everything's at digitally.
And when you think you have eyes on it and then you just leave it alone and then you try to go back to it and you can't find it.
I know. And I can't remember.
That's the worst feeling.
The way we're going to Hadestown tomorrow and it's at Gallagher Blue Dorm.
Yes.
And when I look up that, I can't find it. It goes through the UNI ticketing office. So you have to look up UNI. And I'm like, I didn't think of that.
There's a magic keyword for all of this. You just have to remember what it was.
Yeah. It's tricky.
It is tricky.
Tickies.
But that's tonight. So the whole show's staying out late tonight, so we'll see how we are tomorrow.
Tomorrow should be great.
Tomorrow should be great.
Yeah. We're going to be awesome.
A little tired tomorrow.
We're partying tonight. We're partying. We're staying up.
I think we're staying up till 9:30.
Till 9:30. Yeah. We're wild.
Then we're going to bed.
I honestly, this whole week, though, have been just, whew.
Wiped, exhausted
just
or what?
Exhausted at the end of the day. Yeah.
Come you know
about
what I think it
o'clock.
Is? It's the wind.
Is it?
I think our bodies are just sick of that sound.
I think you're right.
And there's little PTSD, even if you think you don't have it. We all have it.
That's got to be it, then.
There was something. I think it was yesterday. There was a gust. I'm like, I've not heard wind. As many wind advisors we've had for the last month, that one sounded like the biggest one in a while.
It was so windy.
Yeah.
And since it was nice out, my daughter's like, will you please take me to the park? And I had to say no. I'm like, I just don't want to get beat up by the wind.
Don't make sure she doesn't have anything drapey. She'll fly off like a kite.
I know. You'll go soaring, kid.
Whoa.
It'd be fun on that zip line thing.
That would
they
be
have
fun.
Morgan Creek.
Have a sail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
But it's too much. I can't do it.
A little bit better today. Wind speeds top in 20, but I noticed there's still some breeze driving in this morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm kind of done with that.
Yeah, I know. It's got to be the wind. Now
but
that
I think it adds
it like
a
that,
little just subconscious stress you're not aware of.
Fatigue.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Fatigue. I am very delighted to see that 80s shoulder pads are fashionable again.
Are you wearing them now?
Yes, I am.
Nice. Look like a linebacker.
But they did this story in Financial Times.
Well, the power suit, I guess. 80s was when, would have been a decade, right, when women were entering higher profile jobs in the workforce.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing shoulder pads were added to actually give them bulk. See what I'm saying?
A little bit more masculine.
Yeah,
a
exactly.
A little bit more like powerful,
right.
I guess. It was hip. It was hot for about
yeah.
a hot minute. And then people decided they were dumb. And then the fashion or the shoulder pads went out. So they were everywhere this fall. Suits, blazers, blouses, big shoulder pads in them.
Shoulder pads and blouses?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, a big shoulder pad and a blouse, but will they stand the test of time?
I think it's like a lot of fashion. Does it just ebb and flow?
Like flash in a pan? Flashing in
it's
a pan?
It's a flash in a pan.
It's a flash in a pan.
That's exactly right.
Easy to say.
No, it's not.
It's terribly difficult.
Where else would shoulder pads, and like, that's where you want the bulk, right there?
It's
how about
all
like
shirt.
Bicep?
Why have we not done bicep pads yet?
But just in women's clothing.
Oh.
So you just walk around like, jacked.
Sup?
Yesterday was arms day.
Hey.
I'm
swole.
Let's talk business. I'm wearing a business outfit and look at my arms.
Yeah, why are we putting more bulk on our shoulders? Let's go for arms day.
Forearms? Look like Popeye?
Oh, yeah. We can call it the Popeye.
Really big calves? Calf pads? Just really thick. You're still wearing yoga pants, but all of a sudden, instead of like, you know, kind of that bubble butt look.
Yeah.
You got like bubble calves.
You could even have shapes in the foam, right? It could be like, hey.
You have your initials?
Uh-huh.
A lot of options.
Just a couple of hearts popping off your calves.
You're laughing now, world, but somewhere down the road, fashion heard this.
Absolutely.
And it's going to introduce it.
Laugh now, but it'll happen and you'll wear it.
And once again, we'll miss out on millions because we didn't do anything with it.
Dang
but
it.
Say it out loud.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
So I'm a little concerned at, what time is he coming in? 8:05.
Yes.
Chad.
Yep.
New guy here at the radio station. I believe he's our supervisor.
I believe he is.
We report to him.
Yes.
And you know what, like everybody, like some people got him a card, welcomed him. You know what I did? I got him sick. He was walking around the building yesterday, just chugging out of a DayQuil bottle. I'm like, oh my God, that's totally from me,
that
right?
That is you.
That's my fault.
You had the cold first,
yes.
And then like day two, all of a sudden, he's got a cold.
Yeah.
So way to go, man.
Well, I hope he doesn't hold it against me when we get to know him a little bit after 8:05.
He better not hold it against you because then I feel like he's also going to hold it against me. And then we're in big trouble.
I think the good news is of all of the days in a row, like today, I think I'm not symptom free, but it's the clearest I've been in the old head zone.
Yeah.
For a week and a half.
That's how those head colds, man.
I know.
They just throw you for a loop.
They linger.
Yeah.
So looking forward to getting to know him at 8:05. Hoping he, because all day yesterday, he's like, sorry, son, weird. Chug, chug, chug.
Head colds are the worst.
Yes.
I am in a situation that I have been in time and time again, and I think we all do this, where you are prepared. You maybe place things in the trunk of your car, and then they just sit in the trunk of your car. I don't know what my plan is.
What junk you got in your trunk?
Well, usually it's donations, right? You're like, I'm going to get this out of here.
Yes.
And get the donation pile to, you know, whatever. Fill in the charity
here. Going to sell these books. Going to take this to a local clothing
Best
shelter.
Of intentions.
Yes.
You just don't quite make it there and it sits around in your car for far too long. Well, for me, I realized I was driving around and once, for some reason, yesterday, a little bit warmer, I turned on the car AC and all of a sudden I'm getting all of these really weird sounds. And I'm like, what is going on? It's coming from the back. And I realized my precious cargo has shifted. I still have all of the like folding chairs, the camping chairs that we used in the Sapadapa Snow Parade for Wild Nept on our float in the back of my car.
I still had those up till the weekend we drove to Des Moines and I had to clear them out for luggage. No,
yes.
I'm so you want me to get you out of this rut. I'm kind of right alongside you.
I need to get them out of my car, but I never think
I'll
of it.
I'll do you one worse. We took a bunch of friends to the Rock of Ages 80s show.
Uh-huh.
When was that?
This winter?
And I brought every cup we had, right? So you can take them and get a beverage. Those are still in the back of my car.
Dude.
Because they give us all new cups.
Why? That stuff just is going to stay.
It's out of sight, out of mind. That's
exactly.
The problem.
Exactly. And you're like the weirdest like survivalist ever. Because if you ever need a cup or if you ever need a camping chair, it's in my car.
We're good. Hey, invite me camping.
Yeah.
We'll have a place to sit and we'll have something to sip out of.
Bring Ben. He's a big cup guy.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Number of mailings have been received in and around Cedar Rapids threatening towing, booting, or impounding cars for past due parking tickets. Park CR says, not us, and it's a computer error.
Okay, good.
A third-party vendor who handles mailings sent thousands of these notices across the country last week. They are 100% inaccurate. A coding error led to the mistake. Park CR says they only take extreme action like impounding, like if you are way past due on a lot of tickets.
Okay.
But it's not unusual for you to get a notice for overdues, but this level of threat, we're not at that stage yet. If there are any questions, though, just contact Park CR, and they'll be happy to work with you on that. Let's move into some sports shorts. Hawkeye standout Lucy Olson will play in this weekend's 2025 Women's College All-Star Game on Saturday. 20 players in all will take part in the game at Hillsborough Community College in Tampa, Florida. Game time set for 2 o'clock on ESPN2. So that's some exciting news.
That is.
We're not done yet. Sports!
More?
And back to the Hawkeyes. Hawkeye women's first-year head coach Jan Jensen named the NCAA Division I Rookie Coach of the Year.
Yes, Jan!
The award was bestowed by the Women's Basketball Coaches Association yesterday. I texted my congratulations and have not yet received a reply.
Oh, you know what?
Not surprised.
A lot of congratulations. Don't take it personally.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay.
I totally get it.
Okay.
There's a new movie out there, just opened last week. It stars a dog from Iowa. It's a gigantic Great Dane. It stars in The Friend. So Bill Murray's in it. Naomi Watts is in it. The dog is from Newton, Iowa. The dog's already been on the promotional circuit, stopped at The Tonight Show, The View. The dog's name is actually Bing. He was discovered at an obedience training club in Des Moines. He was cast actually back in 2019-2020.
Wow.
So they started working on this movie then and then had to halt everything, which actually worked out because the dog was able to grow into the dog they really wanted for the movie.
Really?
The director claims, but I believe is joking, the dog weighs 40 pounds more than Naomi wants.
Probably true. No, that's probably accurate.
The Friend is a movie adaptation of a book that came out in 2018, won the National Book Award. So look for that in theaters. The Friend with Naomi Watts, Bill Murray, and Bing the Great Dane from Iowa.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
So, as you know, Kelly Clarkson took an unexplained hiatus from her talk show last month, and you said just yesterday Kelly might not have been on again?
I got home a little late, but Shannon said that there was a feature on a family, and there was something about Ragbri, but then Shannon said, but Kelly didn't do the interview.
So maybe it was produced last month when she wasn't even there.
Maybe, yeah, good point.
Well, at the time, a report said it was just a personal matter, no cause for alarm, and they just kind of skated over it. But now there's multiple sources saying that Kelly wants out.
Of her show?
Yes. She allegedly wants to leave her contract with NBC when it ends next year so she can spend more time with her kids.
She was holding out?
She doesn't want to do it. It's like, this was fun. Now I'm done.
Interesting.
Yeah. She's got an 8-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter with her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock. And her number one priority, of course, is her children. And the show schedule is a grueling schedule. It's a whole lot of work. And she had relocated to do the show in New York City. And they're currently living there.
Right.
But I don't think that that's the best fit for her. She grew up in Texas and wants to move her kids to the South where she grew up. And
she likes kind of big sky country.
Exactly. Right? And have more of a, you know, laid back lifestyle. So this
interesting.
New York City might not be working out for her.
Do you think they would consider, like, why not film it in Dallas?
Do you think they'd move the show for
it's
her?
It's a major metro.
It is.
I think that show does well in the ratings.
But do they have the means to?
I don't know.
Would NBC be amenable to that?
Good question.
Yeah, so she'd have to work on that. They'd have to, you know, both sides would have to give a little. We'll see what they come up with. Gayle King is set to go to space. She and Katy Perry. Katy Perry, Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, kind of came up with this idea for an all-female mission. They're going to be aboard one of the Blue Origin space flights. It's going to be coming up sooner rather than later, so you got to get prepared. And so Gayle King was speaking to William Shatner. William Shatner is currently 94 years old, but back in 2021, he flew to space in a Blue Origin rocket. And at the time, he was the oldest person to fly into space at age 90. So she asked, you know, you have any advice about flying to space? What's it like? What should I be prepared for? And I think he might have freaked her out more than he put her fears at bay.
Ease.
So just know that you shouldn't wear red because it's the color of blood.
Shatner
you don't want that.
Tells it like it is.
Come on. You got to wear a diaper. However, there is the benefit of weightlessness because Shatner did say that there are no words in the English language to explain what weightlessness feels like. So you got that to look forward to.
If you remember, when they touched down, he broke down bawling.
Yeah.
he had an epiphany, an emotional experience.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And maybe had to use that diaper.
Maybe that was it.
I don't know. Yesterday on the Jennifer Hudson Show, Ellen Pompeo was her guest. Of course, you know Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy.
All of them. All the Grey's Anatomy.
Ever since the first Grey's Anatomy, wow. Grey's Anatomy'd. Ellen Pompeo also had a special feature in Taylor Swift's star-studded video for Bad Blood back in the day.
She did?
Yeah. Remember, Bad Blood is the one where Taylor Swift is like fighting Selena Gomez and she gets all of these girls and her girl gang together.
Oh, that's
together.
Right, yeah.
She assembles a squad of fighting females. And Ellen Pompeo was one of them. She was Luna in the Taylor Swift squad for Bad Blood. So Ellen Pompeo also knows that Taylor Swift, huge fan. She named one of her cats Meredith, yep, after Meredith Grey from Grey's Anatomy. She doesn't really know Taylor Swift outside of that experience, though. That is pretty much the only time she's come in contact with Taylor. However, she said she knows firsthand the example of Taylor Swift's generosity. She, Ellen, and her husband spent a lot of time volunteering at a children's hospital in L.A., and she says that she thought there's a really underfunded program where they take music for babies in the NICU and they put in the voices of the parents to kind of help as a therapy,
cool,
to help,
yeah,
the babies. She's like, maybe Taylor Swift would be interested in funding this. What the heck? I'm going to ask.
Might as well.
So she asked Taylor Swift, could you write me a big old check for this children's hospital? She's like, she knew me for all of 20 minutes, but that girl wrote me the biggest check right then and there without blinking an eye.
That's what you hear about Taylor Swift all the time.
That
it's all about
so
the generosity.
Cool.
Yeah.
You would think that she'd be like, let me check with my people. And
right.
She has the checkbook.
She has the checkbook.
She's got it herself.
Taylor Swift Inc. It's the corporate account.
That's pretty impressive.
It's very impressive and very generous.
So generous. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Counselor.
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 There's so many counselors.
So many counselors today. It is a super litigious day on Jury and Hurry with the Morning Scramble. Litigious.
That it is. In the room right now is the battle for this trophy. The Jim Glynn Memorial Award was awarded to the entry that included Z102.9 and Wild Nept. Mm-hmm. Note, I didn't say our.
No.
I'm keeping it as plain as possible
for
now.
That's very justice-y of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So for the first time
that, counsel,
in the history of Jury in a Hurry, we are inviting an opposing counsel to actually argue in person in the building.
Yeah. Do you guys realize we have never done this before?
Never.
Never. We usually fight each other.
We have been counting on that.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, no.
Oh, I guess I shouldn't have told them that.
They're going to use our weakness against us.
Sorry, counselor.
Our friends from Wild Nep, would you like to start the arguments as to why you should get the trophy?
Counselor James, would you like to start?
Oh, for sure. Well, here's the deal. There was a parade, and we were a part of a float that was entered into the parade.
Yes.
Correct.
And during the award ceremony, representatives of this float were present and accepted the award on behalf of this float. And I believe the people present that accepted this award was you, counselor, and myself.
Yes.
And were either of the other party present? As was there a representative of the other party during this float present during these award ceremonies, as you recall, in your opinion?
I believe not, and we have several witnesses.
Okay. Well,
no,
that's true.
Let the record show.
Anyway,
let the record show.
Therefore,
numerous witnesses.
I believe it falls under the criteria of finders keepers, losers sweepers.
Article 1, Section A of finders keepers.
You
losers,
learned it
sweepers
when you're 3 years old, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's part of everyday law.
All right.
It's common knowledge.
Any other arguments to raise, or do you rest?
Well, we rest for now.
For now. Okay. For now. Thank you, counselors.
Thank you, counselors.
We're sure that's
counselors.
How it
you're
works.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Steven? Based on every Law and Order episode I've ever seen, I think you got it.
I see we
got
to wrap this up like real
we're
quick.
We're pretty, we got this.
It's in a hurry.
The
it's
DNA should be showing up any minute.
Okay, great. Stephen Lincoln, thank you for your arguments. Counselor, are you ready to proceed with our side of the case?
Yes, thank you. I'll let you address our absence at the awards ceremony as part of your arguments.
Okay.
I would like to start with a few facts. One fact. The entry fee and the entry form was completed by this radio station and paid for by this radio station. The design of the float if this was like a patent, if I submitted this to, I don't know, Congress or whoever signs off on patents.
What an incredible design, by the way.
This was an invention.
Just pause for the claps for the design.
Thank you.
Fair.
It started with a band, and then it had some vehicles, and then it had your dad hauling guys in chairs. That was my vision.
I know. It began and ended with bands. Yes.
I actually made a PowerPoint presentation in this building.
He's not lying.
So the staff understood how we were going to lay it out.
We have to admit to the beautiful moment and flow.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
And just personally speaking, I'm looking at three people who drove this whole thing. I had to walk this sucker. And I think just for physical effort alone, I should be holding
you
that trophy.
You personally should have the trophy?
The station should have the trophy.
Okay.
For the work that was, the energy that was expelled as part of me leading. I was leading the entry.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There you go. Those are my reasons.
Great reasoning, counselor. I would also just volunteer that the float wouldn't have happened without my dad. My dad offered his truck and trailer. And that was very generous of him.
That is true.
He also has a fighting claim in this, I just realized, in making this argument. So, Dad, sit down. Speaking of sit down, the chairs.
Oh, yeah.
Those are our bag chairs.
Yeah.
You are in my bag chairs, by the way.
Yeah.
The decorations.
Yeah.
That, yes, blew away.
I know.
But I'm not in charge of the elements.
I really enjoyed how we spread cheer kind of around the city with in tune with nature, Mother Nature helping.
Yeah,
sort of.
Absolutely.
So
spreading balloons and stuff.
The great wind of 2025.
If you saw balloons in the Sapanapa Soap Parade, those were ours. They blew off everything.
Yes. Sorry about that.
And the reasoning for why we were not present to accept the trophy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The reasoning behind why the trophy is not yours is
we were tired. After pulling all that weight
and walking around the entire parade route, I think I walked into the wind every direction I went.
It was windy.
Sure,
it was exhausting. And I got corned beef and cabbage to get to.
I was told by my wife, who marched, to bring food home immediately.
Immediately.
Which clearly meant that I stopped for a green beer.
Clearly.
And then brought food home immediately.
Yes. Yes.
So we have alibis why we were not there.
We have alibis.
Well, these are all valid arguments.
Yeah.
And
thanks.
We would like to propose, if you want to try and settle out of court, we'll agree that your trailer is yours, the decorations were yours. You did, in fact, put in the entry fee, but we were still present and accepted the trophy. So just to settle this, how about you get to keep it and we'll just claim bragging rights?
I tell you what, sir. Jury in a hurry
when
always
I die,
goes.
I am haunting this trophy.
This isn't how jury in a hurry works.
It always goes to our jurors.
Jurors, you have to make the call. Literally and figuratively.
Okay, I'm opening up the phone lines, and the first group to 7 votes. Does the Morning Scramble get the trophy? Does Wild Nep get the trophy? Do not call and offer a trade.
sharings, we hang up.
Winners or losers.
It got real hostile in here.
It did. Let's keep the hostility going. Full lines are open.
Where's the bailiff?
Hostile jurors only.
There's a bailiff in here. That's crazy.
1029.
Wow. Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Jury in a hurry. Who gets the trophy? The Morning Scramble or Wild Nep?
Good morning. This is Uber driver Kevin.
Uber driver Kevin.
It depends. What does it say on the trophy?
Well, the name hasn't been etched in yet.
It says Jim.
So we're hoping it's our name.
We know what it's going to say.
Jim.
What's the title for? What's
most entertaining entry in the parade.
Oh, that's hard. I have to say, I walked with Hy-Vee for a year, and I walked with Co-College for a year, and I won first and second place best costume for both. I got to keep the trophy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he says he was the main entertainment, so I think he's on Wild Nep side.
He's on Nep side?
Yeah.
Man.
Uber driver Kevin just took the Nep side. Thank you, sir. You're in a hurry. Who gets the trophy, Wild Nep or the Morning Scramble?
Morning Scramble.
Yay! Jury in a hurry. Who gets the trophy, the Wild Nep or the Morning Scramble?
In this specific case, it would be Feet Down, my favorite Morning Scramble.
Yay! It's a Beat Down.
Feet down?
Oh, I heard beat down. Oh, like we're going to win this
instead
thing.
Instead of hands down Morning Scramble, it would be Feet Down Morning Scramble.
Okay.
Thank you, juror.
All right, thanks for holding. Who you got in the battle for this parade trophy, Morning Scramble or Wild Nep?
Morning Scramble.
Yay!
We might have needed to put in for a change of venue.
We should have been in a different county. Hi, thanks for calling the Morning Scramble. Who are you voting for, the Morning Scramble or Wild Net for the trophy?
Well, they accepted the trophy on behalf of the Morning Scramble, so the trophy still belongs to the Morning Scramble.
Yeah, you are representatives.
I really thought for a second she was going net.
Right. My stomach dropped. I got another call here. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Okay, we have this trophy. We don't know who gets it. The Morning Scramble or Wild Net?
Oh, I definitely think it's Morning Scramble. You did all the work, so they just showed up to grab it. That's not okay.
This is like a class project. We did the work and you get the grade. You guys sat on a trailer.
When Michael Jackson made Thriller with Quincy Jones, Quincy Jones didn't get all of the
work. There it is. That was Michael got them.
What about Quincy? We paid for it.
That may sway some other voters.
Oh, that's a good point.
You might have bought the trophy. That was a solid argument. We earned it.
All right, right now we've got a 5-1 score. Man. Hey, thanks for calling Jury in a Hurry. Who you got in the case of the trophy, Wild Nept or the Morning Scramble?
Eric and Claire.
That's us.
Woo! That's a scramble, though. Oh.
Okay, this could be the deciding vote. Let's go to the phone lines.
Oh, boy.
Jury in a Hurry. Okay, who gets the trophy, Wild Nept or the Morning Scramble?
The Morning Scramble.
Yes!
Submit their voice for appeal.
We don't have an appeal process. We don't have appeals in a hurry.
Perfect,
it's just Jury in a Hurry.
Very tired.
Yes. Good.
Do you guys know how early this is?
Thanks for getting up, by the way.
Yeah, we do appreciate that.
Yeah. No problem, man. I hope we can still be friends.
All right, let's take it to the old, let's take it to the trophy case. That's where that trophy goes.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
All right, today's the day we really get to know Chad Taylor. Middays on the Morning, not on the Morning Scramble, on
Z102.9.
Middays on the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble zone, Z102.9.
We've taken it over. Boy, you give us a trophy, now we have all this power.
Yeah, look out. Look out.
I'd love to join you guys. I'm a big fan, so I'd be good with that.
Well, welcome to the show.
Hi,
thank you.
Chad.
And welcome to Cedar Rapids. Your profile card, by the way, up on Z102.9 Facebook page. Now, I believe you are here by way of Des Moines, but you were born in Racine, Wisconsin. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, just outside Milwaukee.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. So does that kind of picture anything in your world? Like, are you kind of drawn to cheese or?
Of course.
What's your favorite drink?
Cheese, beer.
Beer? Okay.
Packers, Brewers.
It's Wisconsin, yeah.
Okay. Very Wisconsin. Supper clubs.
Yeah, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
There's another you.
Yeah, Eric and I are kins in that. So,
are you a brandy old fashioned or a whiskey old fashioned?
Both. I go to Wisconsin, I do the brandy.
Okay.
Because that's very Wisconsin.
Yes.
But here, it's whiskey.
That's right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. He is speaking my language.
Well, he knows exactly what to say.
I mean, he even knew what I had to drink last Friday when I went to happy hour. Like, just by looking at it. Which is impressive.
I tend to know my dark liquors, right?
I mean,
if it's a bourbon drink, I know exactly what it is. Well, while we're talking color, by the way, favorite color is blue. And I would say most things I've seen you in the building, you wear a lot of blue.
I'm actually wearing blue today.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like color of the sky. Is there a reason? No.
No, I don't know why. It's just always been blue. Maybe for the Brewers.
Could be.
Subconsciously.
Could be.
And Wisconsin is a very outdoorsy state, right? There's a lot of water everywhere. Yes.
True.
What's your favorite movie?
The Godfather.
Okay.
Do you have a one or is it just all the whole series?
Oh, I love, especially one and two.
Yeah.
Of course.
But Three. National Lampoon's is like a close second. I love comedies from the 80s.
I would put Wizard of Oz up just for the storytelling and it's cinematic. But then, yeah, there's a host of comedies I think I would have after that.
That's such a tough question, by the way.
It is.
It really is.
But it's a good icebreaker.
Yes.
Right?
Tells us a lot about you.
It does.
Yes.
In a town like this, another great icebreaker, favorite cereal.
I'll tell you what, I've been trying to eat healthier.
Yeah.
But no doubt, Cocoa Pebbles.
Over a Cocoa Crispy?
Listen, I'm an equal opportunist. I mean, okay. throw a cereal in front of me. That's another tough question for me because I do love all kinds of cereals.
As long as it's chocolate? Are you a chocolate guy?
No, I mean, listen, I run the gamut. I've been trying to do Wheaties, doing better, but that's like a guilty pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's a lot of fiber.
But yes. Cocoa Pebbles, not Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, I'll do those too.
Okay.
Yep, I'll do those.
That both of those take me way back to my childhood.
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes, Claire, you can mix them. Have some fun.
Now you're talking crazy.
Mix up
the fruity and the cocoa.
Hold on.
That's wild.
Now, before coming to Cedar Rapids, were you made aware that we have two cereal manufacturing plants in town?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. You're going to smell Crunch Berry sometimes, and on this side of town, we've got General Mills. So.
Yes.
Okay.
Just close your eyes, sniff, and it's probably
cereal.
You'll
know where you are. Yeah, yes. You're going to smell cereal. Okay. Question one of 200. Go.
Okay. When I first met Danson Eric Hansen, printed off a list of 200 questions that you need to get to know somebody.
Okay.
And I'm going to pepper you, Chad. What sports do you enjoy?
I love college sports.
College.
So college basketball, college football.
So this is your time right now with NCAA tournament?
Of course. Okay. I know it's guilty to say this here, but I'm an Iowa State fan. I know that's rough on a lot of people in this building, but
hold on a second. I think I'm going to pass out.
I know. I'm trying to gain fans out of the gate. That's not the way to do it.
It's good. My brother too.
I have come around.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan per se, but I certainly give them their due. They've had a heck of a run the last couple of years with Matt Campbell at the
right. What's worse, I think, is I'm a Badger fan as well. So that's like two.
Those might be fighting words.
Right. I know.
We don't need no stinking Badgers.
But my brother and sister-in-law both have degrees from UW-Madison, so it's tough. I don't know. And you guys get to go. Iowa State gets to go to Ireland to kick off the season.
Oh, this is so cool.
That'll be great.
You'll have to have those guys back in the studio that were just in
Our Wild Nep guys.
I know.
All right. So he's a college sports fan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sports, yes. What about music? Do you play any musical instrument?
So back in the day, I was a touring DJ with pop bands.
So like the opening
I don't know
act?
If that counts. I was on stage. Like, for example, Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
In his solo days, I was his DJ and hype man.
What?
So we toured the world. Yeah. And then I went out with 98 Degrees, if you're familiar with them.
What? Yeah, I am.
Color Me Bad.
What?
PM Dawn. So yeah, I was out with a
PM Dawn?
Of them. Yeah, remember?
Yes,
I love that Eric knows who PM Dawn is.
I don't know who that is, but
those girls in the afternoon wouldn't know who they are.
No.
True.
At all. But it's so nice that Eric
does. So you're like on the mic, like, hey, Racine, Wisconsin, who's ready for some PM Dawn? That was you?
That was me.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So you've been on tour.
Around the world, yeah.
Around the world.
Whoa.
Places I'll never get back to, but glad I went one time at least.
What's the most exotic stamp in your passport, you think?
I think, well, again, both of you should know Irene Cara.
Yeah.
Flashdance, What a Feeling, Fame. Those were her hits.
Of course.
Okay.
Flashdance I used to warn people about flash flooding last week.
I remember that song. Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah.
So we were on tour in Europe together, and she took me, not the band, because they couldn't afford it. So the band and everybody stayed in Dusseldorf, Germany. We jumped on a plane and went to the Grand Canary Islands to do a club show for like a day and a half. I mean, it was so quick turnaround, and then flew right back to Germany to continue the tour. So that was interesting. That would probably be the most exotic.
I've talked about you always want a good mechanic,
uh-huh.
plumber, uh-huh. or somebody to fix your house, cheese guy. But now everybody needs a Chad. Chad's got a story for everything.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So many places, so many people that he's met.
Yes.
That's fascinating.
All right, let's pepper him with one more, and then we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with mixtape.
No. Okay, one. Okay, then I'm going to ask pets.
Well, much like Eric, and I think, I don't know, Claire, we haven't talked about yours, but I'm a dog lover.
Yep.
I mean, we like dogs and cats. But
that is correct.
But my dogs are like, you know, I have kids, but they are like my
real
babies.
They're treated like children, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How many dogs? What are their names?
So we recently lost our Franny. She's an old timer, much like Eric's.
Yep.
Yeah. I've been following that story. And Oscar is much, I think, the same age as Eric's, right around that 17, 18.
Yeah.
So he's getting up there. And so, but I mean, that's my buddy. That's my ride or die.
Yeah.
So
follow up. Are you a allow dogs in the bed at night?
Oh, of course.
Family? Yes,
of course. I mean, I get home and he's like on the recliner with me and then he's in bed.
Yeah.
Okay. What size dog are we talking here?
Oh, we're talking a Chihuahua. So
okay.
Very
All right.
small dog.
You're fine.
Yeah. We have two small dogs is what we had.
We still let Roland in the bed. He's 55 pounds.
Yeah. But he's like a solid little squatty.
Can I ask how people don't allow them in? That just baffles
me. My dog Rex is enormous.
I
actually did not allow it until Kingston got really sick.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I feel like we got a lot better sleep back in the day.
You guys are great fur parents, by the way.
Thank you.
I've been following that story. That is amazing. God bless you guys.
That's a lot of work.
Keep their quality
of
life going. Yeah.
But it tells me all I need to know about Eric and his wife. Mm-hmm. Good people.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh.
Well, okay, that is Chad. We know he loves Blue, the Godfather, Cocoa Pebbles. He's been on tour hyping up and DJing for a variety of acts
around the world and knows some people.
Now, this could give us a hint to one of our questions for mixtape. We wanted Chad to give us three songs. The song that takes him back to his first job, mm-hmm. his guilty pleasure song, and based on his experience, I don't even know where that's going to go.
I know.
And then the most famous person in his phone.
This is a conversation you and I have had to some embarrassing degree. But I think Chad's going to pull out some names and some numbers that we might be very impressed by.
We're going
to
play mixtape with Chad. That comes up next.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Getting to know a new voice here on Z102.9, Chad Taylor, who also happens to be our boss. So we wanted to get to know you, Chad, by playing a game that we enjoy playing with new people.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Mixtape, and it uses song to get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
So we asked a couple of questions of you, and we do not know the answers.
We do not. I just see something called First Job, Guilty Pleasure, and Famous Phone. Those are the three titles that Ben knows, and you. Those are the only two. I'm ready to click First Job.
First Job? Is that good, Chad?
So you're going to play a clip, right?
We're going to hear the song, and okay. then you're going to give us the story behind it. Let's see if we can also identify it. Okay. When ready? Asking Chad Taylor, the song that takes him back to his first job, that song is... So it's Heard It Through the Grapevine. Which version? Is this the Temptations?
Yes.
This is okay. Marvin Gaye, isn't it?
Or is it Marvin Gaye?
I think this is Marvin Gaye.
Oh, it is Marvin Gaye. You're right.
You guys are both wrong. It's California Raisins.
Well, there you go.
It's got to be animated clay raisins.
Duh. It's the raisins.
What was your first job?
I was going to say, there's a hint. So,
did you make raisins?
No. So my dad.
Did you work at a winery?
Stop guessing. Let him.
So
were you a raisin? Wait, are you the?
He's the voice of the California Raisins.
Are you the sun-made girl?
So I imagine much like you guys, we're, I think, very close in age. You worked early. That's how it was in my house. Yeah. Work ethic was taught very early. So my dad was in the grocery business, ran grocery stores. And so my first job at 13 was dressing up as a California raisin.
No.
At Randall's grocery store when that was really popular.
This is
that
fantastic.
Song. And then the other character I would do at the store was Chester Cheetah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. That's the coolest of all the food mascots.
Were those sent to you by the product company or did you homemade make these?
No, they were by, and they were amazing, but they were hot.
Oh, I bet.
Yes.
I actually liked a mascot. I've done it a few times.
That is a fantasy of yours.
Yes. I got to be one of the Weird the Wild Things are for a book festival. I've been the Z102.9 bear in a parade before. Oh, yeah. I do like mascotting. I think it's fun.
Mascotting.
I call it.
He's made it a verb. He loves it so
Chad
much.
Chad knows it's called mascotting.
We call it.
Listen, I did it for one season. There's for the Des Moines Menace.
One season,
and that was it. I was done. That was too hot, too crazy.
What were you for the Menace?
Oh, there. What did they call that character? He just put a big soccer ball. I know he has a name, but it's escaping me now. Because it was one season.
The Listen, Menacer?
Yes. I don't know. And I know there's a name, and somebody listening right now is yelling it at their radio. I just cannot think of what my name was.
But
now.
You were a mascot for Des Moines Pro Soccer Team.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You were the mascot. I'm like, I have no idea what the
name is. Oh, I was done. One season, and I was done.
I made
an excuse to get out of it. So.
This might be where Z-Boy comes back, Claire.
It might be. Could be Z-Boy.
We'll talk to Chad about that. Okay. That was his first job song. Now, this is Chad Taylor's guilty pleasure song. That's Kokomo by the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
My favorite band of all time.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
They were just in town.
Yeah.
In the last 6 or 8 months with John Stamos was with them play drums.
Yeah.
We actually sent one of our street teamers to every golf course in town to find John Stamos.
Did they find him?
No.
We were 2 hours early.
We went to the right place. And if we had stayed, if this
Pheasant
show
Ridge
was longer,
golf course in Marion, we were that was the last one we went to. We were too early. The Beach Boys. Did you fall in love with the Beach Boys in their original sound, or did it take like the Cocktail soundtrack?
In their original sound, my mom is a Beach Boy fanatic, so I was introduced to that music very early on.
Okay, so
the Beach Boys and the Monkees were like our groups.
Oh yeah,
and it does show like your parents, like Shannon's way into like 70s. Funk.
But that's what you grew up with,
right?
Three Dog Night, classic rock, because that's what you grew up with. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like comfort food.
Before I play the most famous person in his phone song, do you even want to take a guess?
Well, he's already given us some hints. So you mentioned Jordan Knight. Mm.
He DJ'd for Jordan Knight on tour.
So if you play any of New Kids,
I would not be surprised. Irene Cara. I'm not going with that. However, you and I had a conversation with him just the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And the band LFO came up.
Yeah, that's true.
New Kids on the... So...
Had a bunch of hits.
We're going to find out right now. The most famous person in Chad Taylor's phone is...
What?
You have Garth Brooks' phone number?
What?
You do not.
Is that not crazy?
How do you have Garth Brooks' phone number?
What he said?
What?
What? Do you? What?
How often do you talk?
I didn't see the screen. Did it say Garth Brooks?
It did. It was spelled correctly.
Or does he have an alias?
It's not like McGrath Brooks, like the other sister of Saving. This is Garth Brooks.
So how this happened was when I was working in Des Moines. I was working in country.
Uh-huh.
And a good friend of mine, Andy Elliott, worked for Garth. Garth had a label called Pearl Records, still does. And Garth was the first person to call me on my first day of work and then invited me to Sioux Falls. And so Tracy, my wife and I, we went and we hung out with him and Trisha. We hit it off, had a great night, and we exchanged numbers. And we saw him again when he invited us to Nashville. Hung out there, and then when he opened his bar in Nashville, we went back again.
What?
Yeah.
Pre or post Chris Gaines?
Yeah. This is post Chris Gaines.
Yeah, post Chris Gaines.
What?
He's very genuine. If people like wonder if it's an act, it's not. Like,
is this a nice guy?
He's a nice guy. He wants you to have his number. Now he could have multiple cell phone numbers.
That's true.
This could be for like the radio contest.
Have you tested it?
Oh, when we got into Nashville, I texted, and again, you're hoping that he's the one texting you back, but. You know, on Christmas time, he'll send messages to everybody.
What?
He'll send
Christmas cards. Messages from Garth?
Yes. I actually got a Christmas ornament one year from him, too.
I need to sit down.
It's crazy.
You better sit down. I'm sitting here going, Jan Jensen, who?
Garth Brooks, man. Garth Brooks. That's pretty good.
I knew that one was going to throw you. It took me a second, too. I almost put the wrong name. I'm like, well, this guy's definitely at the top of the... Has to be.
It's Garth Brooks.
Yeah. Okay, but you probably... debated with yourself. Like,
you got a couple others in there too. And we're not going to make names.
No, but you know, there's one fun one I wanted to put in there because he is somebody that does text back. And we just have like, we actually got into a Twitter war one time together. So we shouldn't even be friends anymore.
Uh-oh.
When Tom Petty passed away, him and I just went at it. Richard Marx.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes. He was very mad at the media and how the media put out the news that Tom Petty had passed. And I was trying to share with him, hey, don't blame the messenger. We're just relaying what we're getting.
Yes.
And so we went back and forth. He blocked me. And then like a month later, he apologized and all's well in the world.
It's all good.
People don't realize Richard Marx not only had amazing hits, but he wrote and produced amazing hits for others. And he collaborates with everybody.
Really?
Yeah. Guy's amazing.
And I tell you what, guys.
And never ages. Super good looking.
Learn this song on piano. And you could woo any woman.
Oh, exactly. Eric, you're spot on.
Speaking from experience.
Yeah. I can still play this.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. That, everybody, Garth Brooks' best friend and Richard Marx. Chad Taylor, welcome to Z102.9.
I would say more Chris Gaines.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.